诸佛菩萨、宣光上人，各位法师、各位善知识，大家晚上好。我的法名叫清净。今天轮到我和大家结法缘。如果我有任何讲到不如法的地方，恳请大家可以慈悲指正。
O Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, Dhamma Masters, and good wise advisors, good evening. My Dhamma name is Qin Jing. It's my turn to tie Dhamma affinity with everybody. If I have said anything according with Dhamma, please kindly correct me.
今天我想聊的主题是，我想谈一下关于我的我慢和我执。
The topic I would like to share with everybody tonight was about my arrogance and my attachment.
当然，在没有学佛之前，很长一段时间，我并没有察觉到自己的我慢和我执。即使学佛以后有察觉到，也没有想办法对治过，因为我没有觉得这是一件非常不好的状态。尤其是在青少年的时候，我那段时间我是很热衷于参加各种竞技类的活动，比如比赛、选拔、竞选，因为我很喜欢这类活动它产生的一种非常激烈、很有压力的氛围。那么在参加这些活动，我不会就是去在乎自己的结果，但是当如果在这些活动中如果有赢或者有胜利的话，我也没有心平气和，当然是会沾沾自喜。那么我的内在的这种骄傲呢，也是在这样一个环境中就是被很好的滋养，就是被滋长起来。
Before I had learned the Buddha Dhamma, there was a very long time I wasn't even aware of my arrogance and attachment. Even after learning Buddha Dhamma, I realized I have the arrogance and attachment, but I did not try to figure out a way to counteract this, because I did not think there was a really big issue. In my teenage, I like to attend different various kind of competition or election, because I like the excitement, the exciting atmosphere in this kind of activities. I do not even care too much about the end result of all this competition or election. However, if I ever won in this kind of activities, my mind wasn't even in peace either. I will feel so happy about the winning, and the arrogance was consequently nurtured in this way.
第一次就是察觉到自己的这个状态，是比较清楚的看到自己这个状态，是有一次我去亲戚家做客，他们亲戚家呢有，就是我看到一本，他们供养着一本法华经，就是妙法莲华经。当时因为下午我记得正好是人比较空闲，没有事情做，那又很好奇，从来没有读过妙法莲华经，所以就把这本经拿出来想读一读。我其实只是想看看这个经里面讲了些什么内容，但是呢在就是我其实挺认真的读，一个字一个字的读，但是在读这本经的过程中却完全产生了让我想不到的另外一个状况，就是应该是经历的加持把我内在的一些种子给翻腾出来。所以我在读经的时候，我的意象中出现了我过去种种的一言一行、举心动念，他们非常快速的像闪电般、放电影般的从我的眼前一幕幕的放过。这是我第一次就是站在一个旁观者的角度看我自己。 我当时我的心理状态就是看到我自己，就是看到我自己，我的心理，我当时心里面是用不堪入目这四个字来形容，可以来形容我对我自己的感觉，就是我没有想到我是这样一个人。在同时呢，在我的内心里就是有一股可以一股力，那可以我自己把它形容成是一股业力吧，一股力它在不停地往上涌，就是不停地读经，它在不停地往上涌，使我不得不察觉它是什么。我觉得让我看到这是一种慢心，而这第一次我对自己的慢心就是感到非常非常的痛苦。这本经呢没有读完，我就是已经就是汗流浃背了。当时我就发誓，不论如何一定要降服自己的我慢和我执，因为己所不欲勿施于人，就是自己不想受到的一定不要加在别人身上。
The very first time I noticed this condition, there was very first time I was able to see this issue clearly was when I went to visit my relatives as a guest one time, and they have a Lotus Sutra. That afternoon, I was really at leisure. I have nothing to do. When I saw the sutra, which is something that I have never get a chance to read out of curiosity, I just want to kind of read it casually and try to find out what the contents are. When I start reading it, I gradually got into kind of like I can start reading it really seriously. During this time I was reading it, there's something unexpectedly came up. I feel there was a power, maybe the power from the sutra, that kind of turned up the seeds in my mind. And during the time I was reading it, I certainly feel the conduct or whatever things that I have said in the past flashing like a movie in front of my eyes. That was the very first time I was standing like a spectator viewing myself, and I was able to see myself, whatever happened, whatever thoughts that I have. I could use a few words to describe the feeling that I have at the time, that I couldn't bear to look at myself. I can never expect to see myself in such a condition. I feel maybe there was a comic power welling up at this time. I couldn't help but notice that I have this arrogant mind. I feel a lot of suffering at that time in my mind. And before I could even finish reading Lotus Sutra, I felt there was sweat, big sweat, sweating down on my back. Then I made a decision, no matter how difficult it is, I would want to subdue my arrogance and my attachment. I wouldn't like anybody to do something to me that I didn't want anybody do it to me, so I won't do it to other people.
那个时候可以想到的唯一的办法就是读诵《金刚经》，因为《金刚经》里面写到无我相、无人相、无众生相、无寿者相，所以那个时候就是念《金刚经》，拜那个金刚般若波罗蜜，就是想通过这个方法，我想调伏我慢，确实是很有用，因为诚心读诵的关系。有一次呢，就是心里面就像有一块石头轰的掉了下去，我整个人感觉轻松不少。但是，虽然轻松了不少，但是那个这个须弥山，它无形无相，非常的实在，还是非常坚固的树立在那里。我可以看到它，但是却没有办法再继续下去。就是我虽然还是继续保持诵经，还是发愿可以降服我慢，但是就是 再也没有办法进步下去了，就是只这个状态就一直保持着，没有办法再往前再走一步。
So at that time, I feel the only way that I can help myself is to recite Raja Sutra. Because within the sutra, it says we shouldn't have the mark of self, mark of people, mark of living beings, mark of longevity. So I was reading and bow to the Raja Paramita, and to help me to subdue my arrogance.That actually worked because I was reciting it sincerely. There was one time I even feel there was a big rock drop from my mind and I feel relaxed quite a bit. Even though I feel relaxed at that time, but this big Mount Sumeru was so huge, even though it doesn't have an actual form. But I can still see this Mount Sumeru was standing upright, right there. At this time, even though I continue reciting the Vajra Sutra, and I still make vow to subdue my arrogance, but I cannot make any further progress. I was remaining at that point without moving forward.
后来呢我就是来美国留学，当然来美国也是延续着我青少年时的爱好，因为我很喜欢这个国家的文化，它多元化，充满了竞争力，不确定的因素，就是让人感觉到很有挑战性。当然我选择的科目呢，它也是和艺术有关，那它的艺术呢，它就是你的所有的功夫，最后就是所有的努力，最后它都会毫无隐藏地显示在，就是展示在别人面前。那我们，那最后还是互相竞争，因为我们所做的一切，就是为了让自己的东西比别人好。从而得到名，好的名就是得到别人的赞美和认同，并通过自己的工作换得一些利益，这个就是我想就是自己所做的一切事情的本质吧。
Later on, I had come to America to study.And the habits from my teen still remain with me. I like the culture here in America because there are various kinds of cultures from different countries. And people are all involved with different kind of competition. And this kind of atmosphere is kind of quite challenging. My subject here was in the art field. And all we learn, all the efforts we put in,is not going to be hidden. We have the intention of showing whatever we know or the skill we have to other people. So there was involved in various kind of competition. All we do, what we want to do is to be better than other people. In order to have good reputation and to be praised by other people and to gain recognition from other people. So whatever we do, we hope to benefit from it. And I guess this probably is a fundamental essence of what we do.
直到有一天呢，我遇到一位前辈，那他曾经呢也是上人的弟子，但出于对晚辈的关心，他当然就是会问我学习怎么样，学佛学的怎么样，那我就是会很开心的描述我当下的状态，因为我很有动力，觉得就是每天都很有动力去学习，每天很有动力，就是这样子。我也忘了我怎么回答，但是之后呢，这位前辈的回答呢是这样的， 他说你知道你是一个佛教徒，那佛法它并不等同于世间法，佛法呢并不是你像世间法那样你非常非常的用功努力你可以从佛法中得到什么。嗯，如果是上人在，他一定会发愿，他希望每一个众生都能过得比他好，每一个众生都好过他自己，这个是上人的愿，他一定会这样发的，他一定就是这样子的。
Until one day I had met a person, a friend, maybe who was also a disciple of a Venerable Master. Out of a concern, he asked me how I learned the Buddha Dhamma. So I had described to him my the condition at that time, and I told him I have lots of motivation to learn. Actually, I did not quite remember how I answered him. But then he suggested me that as a Buddhist disciple, learning Buddha Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma doesn't equal to the worldly Dhamma. And whatever the Buddha Dhamma that we learn is not to benefit from learning the Buddha Dhamma. If the Venerable Master was still in the world, the vow that he made would to be wish all living being be better, living better than, much better than himself, because that was his original vow.
当时其实听完我是那个时候是觉得就是自己的就是整个感觉就是人被抽空了，因为一直以来你每天去努力的那个动力原动力是什么，就是希望自己可以比别人好，但是现在呢整个就是说你接受的一个新的价值观是完全相反的，那就是就相当于把自己长久以来支持自己前进的那个原动力给打碎了，就是在很多天之内我都是觉得完全找不到方向，因为一直以来就是这个动力要做得很好，然后呢就是这样子，但是现在呢就是发愿是反的，是希望自己是比希望别人比自己好，那我现在我的工作的动力就是整个都反过来了，这个时候就是整个人就是感觉空了，我想这样我以后还怎样再像从前那样继续的在自己的专业里面，是什么动力才可以再继续支持我再继续下去呢？所以有一天晚上就自己问自己的心，我真的可以放下吗？那个时候呢是自己的心回答自己，你放下，放下，当你放下的时候就是佛菩萨进来的时候，就是来到你就是进来的时候。
After I heard that, I felt myself was completely empty, because all the effort that I had spent, the motivation behind all the efforts is to be better than other people. But now, I just accept a brand new idea of value that was totally in contrary to what I have before. And the support from the previous motivation was smashed. I feel lost for quite a few days, because in the past, motivation from effort was to be better than other people. Now, the new vow will be, I wish other people would be much better than myself. So it was completely averted. I feel myself was completely empty. How am I going to continue in my profession, because it was to be better than other people? But that one night, I had asked myself, asked my mind that how can I truly put down everything? My mind has given me an answer. While you put down things, that's when you allow the Buddhas and Bodhisattva to enter your mind.
所以还是允许自己处在一个空的状态，也不是空，就是一个比较泄气的状态。因为那个时候确实是感觉到自己像一个鼓足了的一个气球，但是突然被人用针给戳破了。那允许自己在这样一个状态，但是强迫自己发这样一个愿，不论走到哪里，做什么事情，都在心中发这样一个愿。我希望所有的人都过得比我好。如果有什么东西当时我是想得到的，那就赶紧想，我希望我周围的人先得到它。如果我希望我的作品可以很好得到别人的赞美，那么就发愿，我希望周围的人的作品可以比我好，可以他们可以得到更好的赞美。那其实一开始这个愿是有点假的，因为我在心里面就好像分成两个，一个在发一个愿，另外一个又冒出来说没有没有，你还是希望你自己比别人好。但是就是这样每天发这样一个愿，然后呢去礼佛，因为前辈说礼佛是最好降伏我慢的一个方法。当你五体投地的时候，就是开始降伏我慢的开始，所以就是保证每天都要礼108拜到200拜的佛，每天都不可以间断，希望可以降伏我慢，每天发这样一个愿，我希望所有的人可以过得比我好。
So I was allowing myself to be empty because I feel like I was like a balloon leaking the air out because someone had poked through it with the needle. So then at the time, no matter where I was, I always make a vow in my mind and I wish everybody would be better than me. If I could gain anything or obtain anything, I would wish other people would get it before me.If I have an artwork and I wish to be praised, but then I still make the vow that other people will get the praise or compliment before me because I wish them to be better than me. At the beginning, I feel I was only faking it because even when I make the vow that to wish other people be better than me, I still have another thought in my mind that no, actually you are better than other people. However, I still continue to make the vow and then I would prostrate to the Buddha because this friend of mine told me that whenever you bow to the Buddha, that is a way to conquer your arrogance, to subdue your arrogance. When you prostrate with your five limbs on the floor, that is helping you to subdue your arrogance. So I will continue bowing 108 bows every day nonstop, in the hope to subdue my arrogance and wish everybody would be better than me.
有一次呢，我正好是和朋友在聊天，因为那个时候确实是就是我们的这个专业呢竞争非常非常的激烈，然后大家的压力也都非常非常的大。那个时候呢，朋友就讲了一句，他说他说心有多大，舞台就有多大。当时他的这句话突然点亮了我。我当时想，每个人都发愿成为自己舞台的主角，那为什么我从今天不从今天开始发愿，可以永远的成为别人舞台中的配角呢？所以那个时候就是心里面涌出了很多很多的欢喜，我终于可以发愿，我希望我可以成为世界上最差的一个人，可以垫底的人，可以永远的待在地底的深处。那个时候我的心，我觉得就是 这段时间就是怎么说，就说这个怨呢，它就像一剂药，它其实当然从佛菩萨的角度看并没有众生和他的区别，但是作为众生来说，如果我有这个我慢这个毛病，我觉得这是一个很好的药，因为我自己也感觉到我自己的内心在这段时间有了一个很大的跨越，我的心也常常的处在一种欢喜中，因为有很多东西不就是世间的东西不在乎了，因为反正也发愿要成为最差的一个人，就也无所谓了。
Once I was chatting with my friend, I felt, oh, this competition, there's a lot of challenge during all this competition, and we feel a lot of pressure. And my friend said, as big as one's mind is, then the stage will be as big as it is. Everybody would like to be the number one on the stage or the main character on the stage. But I vow I will just be the second, the second one on the stage. And who would know at that time, I finally feel joy in my mind when I vow to be the worst person and on the stage. The vow is like a medicine. The Buddhas and Bodhisattva never just differentiated between themselves and the living beings. So making a vow is like a medicine. At this time, I finally feel that I have made some progress in this because I already feel joy. Since I already make the vow to be the worst person, and I feel joy because I already feel joy to be the worst person, because then the vow is helping me to have joy.
当然时间快到了，但是我的故事还没有结束，因为另外一个状态又出现了。就是当我来道场修行以后，其实有两个状态出现，一个是我这个愿只是个空愿而已，我虽然只是发这样愿，但是我自己的行为并没有去缓解别人的烦恼，就是我并没有很好的去体察，没有很好的站在他人的角度去思考问题，为他人着想，所以这个愿还是个空愿。第二呢，虽然说在世间法上可以前就是少少的放下了一些曾经有的思想，但是我发现自己又用佛法，就是又重组了另外一个自我，就是这是我出现的两个状态。
The time is almost up, but my story wasn't finished yet. Ever since I came here to start cultivating, there were some condition came up. There were two main condition. The first one is I feel my vow was kind of empty vow, because even though I have this vow, I did not, in my behavior, I did not try to ease of others' affliction, because I felt like I wasn't thinking in other people's shoes, try to think in their condition. The second is, even though worldly dharma-wise, I already put down a little bit, and I was better than before, a little bit better than before, but I feel I had reorganized another self after I learned the Buddha Dharma.
今天讲话就到这里，谢谢。
还有
两分钟，就是还是在执着自己的观点吧。就是虽然就是还是没什么好讲的，谢谢，对不起。
I feel I was still attached to my viewpoint.
最还有两分钟，我想讲的就是，因为弥陀期快到了，因为我想就是最又想怎么样解决自己的很多的身心的问题，还是送阿弥陀佛的圣号，因为万他这 这个药是什么都身心都可以治疗，如果诚心送的话。所以最后最杀手最后最好的办法还是可以训练自己少打妄想，多念佛吧。嗯。
Since the Amitabha session is coming up soon, I feel maybe I find a way to resolve my issue. Because through reciting the Amitabha's holy name, that could be the best cure to resolve our issues physically and mentally if we can recite sincerely. And that would be the best training for ourselves to have less false thoughts. And we should sincerely recite the Buddha's name.